USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
As COVID goes, so goes the economy. That's the message from President Biden following Friday's disappointing jobs report from the Labor Department. About 235,000 jobs gained in August. Analysts expected about 720,000. Biden says beating COVID is vital to boosting our economy.
This is a continuing pandemic of the unvaccinated. Since becoming president, I've ramped up testing, secured enough vaccine for every single American, and gotten 175 million Americans fully vaccinated. Still, too many have not gotten vaccinated. And it's creating a lot of unease in our economy and around our kitchen tables.
Some good news, though, from the report, the unemployment rate falls to 5.2%. Anti-Taliban protests in Afghanistan. Dozens of women protesting in Kabul on Friday. A similar protest held the day before in another Afghan city, Herat. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
COVID appears to be getting worse for kids in the U.S. A CDC report released Friday finds hospitalizations and ER visits for teenagers and those younger rose from June to August. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, tells MSNBC Friday, we need more data to tell for sure if Delta is really more dangerous to kids than other strains.
More children are getting infected, and therefore more of them are going to get hospitalized. We are struggling to get enough data to be able to make a determination of whether or not, as you said, per number of kids infected, is you getting, relatively speaking, more that are requiring hospitalization? We don't know that yet.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying this week the best ways to make sure kids don't get COVID are vaccines and masks. A small legal victory for abortion providers in Texas. A state judge rules on Friday that Texas Right to Life and other pro-life groups can't for now sue abortion providers. Planned Parenthood seeking a temporary restraining order to shield itself from civil suits that are now allowed under a new Texas law that took effect Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Some GOP senators want to know about the folks still in Afghanistan. Here's Tim Berg.
More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Some medical warnings about a product some are using to treat COVID. Here's Wendy King.
The American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, and American Society of Health System Pharmacists all say the use of ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 must end immediately. The drug has Food and Drug Administration approval to treat people with infections caused by parasites. It's not approved to treat COVID-19. Ivermectin is also available for veterinary use in horses and other animals, but medications intended for animals should never be used by humans. In a statement, they said, "We're alarmed by the reports that ivermectin has increased 24-fold since before the pandemic." They noted that calls to poison control centers related to ivermectin have increased 5 times. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.